line is open, so I'm only looking for Renee Vasquez right now. Let me put the phone number in there. So if you're going to call, don't take too long. Please come and call in now so we can have this respectful dialogue. And I promise to the watchers and the listeners that I will not try to, because, you know, sometimes I can get very passionate and get loud. So I'm trying to work. But when you're passionate, man, you can't help your outbursts sometimes. You know, so that's just it. The phone number is right there on the screen, right there. Renee Vasquez, if you're going to call, call in. If you're going to bullshit, then I'm going to block you because I really don't have time because you did it the last live. So if you're going to call, call in. If you're not, I'm going to block you because I don't have time for your trolling and you having hissy fits, man. So please hurry up. I am watching the call log, so please call in right now. And I'm only looking for Renee because I want to get to these videos. Hey, Little Mama. Miss Drew, I see you. Shout out to everybody in the building. I see my boy from Jamaica in the building. Craig up Bailey. Salute to my brethren over there. Like I said, this is all not about hate. I know I got a lot of love for Jamaican culture. One of the utmost respect. I love the music, culture, all of it as a whole. But I'm going to stand on my square. I'm going to stand on my square, and I'm not going to fold, bend for nobody. This is all out of love. And like I said before, everybody can say anything, but history in the timeline does not lie. Timeline doesn't lie. Renee Vasquez, so evidently, you're not going to call, right? Let me see. Let me check. Because we all have ADHD. We don't like to wait too long. Renee Vasquez, what's up? The phone lines is open. Let me know what's up. You already know, Sho. I see you, man. I see you, Sho. Salute to my homie. Will you? Hold on, let me see. Evidently, you playing games. All right, so let's keep it pushing, man. So with that being said, I have the utmost respect, man. I mean, so much is not even funny. I had, you calling? Let's get it. So much fun. Back in the days, reggae music kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, it did a lot for the culture. You understand? Its contributions is there. To create it, no. But I love the culture inside out. But we have to really talk real shit, though. Why we just all can't get along? All right, so hold up. So hold up. 781, you on the air, what's up?
Let's talk, man. What's up?
Oh, all right, because I swear to God, I thought it was Lola. I was about to be like, Lola is Renee Vasquez?
I'm not trolling. Talk, what's man. Good, man? You talk about my culture. This is New York City culture. What's good?
Listen, brother, all that hostility is not going to get you nowhere, and I am not scared of you, bro. Speak
I'm
your mind.
I'm not hostile. We're going to talk.
Speak your mind. Speak your mind. Go ahead.
I just want y'all to show me, right? Because if y'all talking about where reggae comes from and all that, I'll give you the respect that comes from bebop. I agree with that. When we talking about that sound system, when we talking about hip-hop, because a lot of people don't know this. They think hip-hop is just rap. No, it's not. I'm talking about that sound system.
Okay.
That comes from y'all. That wasn't out here. I'm asking everybody, show me pictures of the sound system out in the streets. Show me people mixing. Show me people dubbing. Show me people,
what?
Hold
what?
On. Show me people remixing.
No, it's a ghost
in people,
my
current, hold on. You, let me, yo, let me land, bro. Let me land.
What?
Show me people remixing. Show me people with them turntables. I want to see it.
All right.
You know
I'm going to
y'all never been to New York. Y'all never been in these Bronx streets. Y'all not out here. If you come to the Bronx, half of y'all wouldn't even make it out here. This is a fact. This is where poor people's at.
Wait, hold on.
Poor Cubans. Okay, go ahead.
What is your background?
I'm Dominican, I'm Gullah, and I'm Jamaican.
There we go. So there it is. So you meaning to tell me, the sound system and the turntables. It wasn't nowhere else, only in the Bronx, right? Is that what you're saying?
Because
let me
say, no.
Be very specific, because sometimes I could jump the gun. Explain.
Okay. So what I'm talking about, that big sound system, them speakers that they used to be in the parks, only two people had that at that time. That was her, and that was King Charles in Brooklyn. Only two people had those sound systems, and they both from Jamaica. You know what I'm saying? Jamaicans, when they said they started, this is what I want to clear up. When they talk about the starting hip-hop, they're not talking about rapping. You know what I mean? They're not talking about, yo, we got on the mic and we was rapping. Niggas is talking about that turntablism, that speaker sound. That's
again
from Yard. That wasn't out here yet. And
right,
then wait a minute. If we want to be real, if you want to be like real serious about it, let's talk about the fashion. Now, me, everybody got locks now. Everybody's coloring their hair. People got the jewelry. People got the gold grills in their mouth. That's Yard mind shit. What are you talking about, man? Let's go. Let's really get into it. If you really want to talk hip hop,
you have to let me. I'm letting you talk. And
you can
sound,
speak. I'm sorry. You could go ahead. Go ahead. You're being cordial.
All right. Now, I know exactly who you're talking about as far as the dude from Brooklyn, little short Jamaican dude who had the big sound systems in that neighborhood, right? Am I correct? I forgot his name. I think that's the one that you named in Kuhurk, right? So you're telling me that – let me finish. I know exactly who you're talking about. He's in the documentary. I've seen it. I can show you who he is. I know exactly who you're talking about. He did not start a hip-hop. That's number one. Kuhurk didn't start hip-hop, number two. There were speakers. Jamaican loved the bass. I mean, not saying that we all didn't, but I can give credit where y'all had some of the big speakers that carried a lot of bass, right? Right? Now, where was it made? Sound systems?
Jamaica, him made that. Him, look him up.
Listen, what I'm saying to you is
1942. Hanley made that.
Listen, this is what I'm telling you. This is what I'm telling you. Before that or after that, there were no speakers. There was no sound. There was no whole bunch of speakers. Hold on. See, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna play this stuff. I'm gonna play it more than
man,
I can.
Man, I want to show me. Where's the picture?
Can you show me? Can you show me?
All right, my fault. I'm gonna chill. Go ahead. I'm gonna let you rock.
Can you show me pictures? There was DJs when they play out in the park.
Jamaicans got all they documented, bro.
Sir, we didn't have any park jams with a whole bunch of speakers to create a big sound before Jamaicans was ever coming off the goddamn boat.
Show
me
it. Show me it. Because I can't see y'all talking about 1920.
No, 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 no.
Sir, you're not going to let me listen.
Now you saying 1920s. I'm talking about 1960s, 70s, 80s. You telling me no speakers was booming until you niggas showed up. That's what you're telling
me.
Don't
say you niggas. Hold on. I'm from New York. This is my culture. I'm from here. I was born here. My family been here since the 40s.
My family been here since forever. There's a difference between me and
you. Yo, you going to let me talk or you going to keep? I know this is your show, so I'm going to let you talk. I'm not trying.
Nah, he hurt. This comes from hurt. And this is what I'm going to do. This comes for hurt. Hold on. Let me, where you at? Because I'm going to block you because I see exactly where this is coming from. I'm going to see where you at. Where you at? I know exactly where this is coming from. I know exactly where this is coming from. This is coming from some deep-rooted hatred because you want to cling on to something that you did not create. And you Dominican, half. You have the nerve when y'all come here and say that y'all not even black and you darker than me. You already have a fucked up mindset, so you can't tell me nothing. Y'all gonna act like your speakers, like there wasn't no speakers. Hold on, where? I'm gonna skip a little bit because I have a lot of windows open. Where we at? I'm gonna have to go to DJ Flowers. Let me go to DJ Flowers real quick. Hold on. Let me open up another window. I have a lot of stuff that I'm going to show y'all. Let me open up the 10th window, and then we go straight to this video. Hold on one second, y'all. Hold on one second, bro. People want to hang on and just cling on to the culture. Did I say Jamaicans had influence on the culture? I said, hell yeah. Hell yeah, you had some influence. But don't try to take credit for every motherfucking thing. Y'all definitely had an influence when we gave, when we started to love the music and like the music. That's when it became more popularized, because we let it happen. If we didn't like it, it wasn't going to pop. Y'all acting like y'all bust down the door. When y'all was trying to play that shit, we like, nigga, turn that shit the fuck off. We wasn't fucking with it. We was not fucking with it. So how did it become popularized? Salute to Bob Marley. He was one of those. Salute. But when did it really started to bubble in New York City? Because we fucked with it. There's no other way to go around it, because we fucked with it. That's it. And y'all had to get more creative so we can like it, because that slow tempo shit, we wasn't fucking with it at that point, at that certain period of time. Like Telephone Lover around that time, Telephone Lover is like the 80s. So yeah, slowly get our attention. The culture is dope. Like I said, I love the culture, but y'all, you going too far. You going too far. Hold on, let me find this video, because it's a lot. I'm going through my history thing right now. Hold on. And I'm going to try not to have any dry spots, so I got to keep fucking talking and shit. But I will say this. Please, everybody, let me do this real quick as well, because I could do 7 things at one fucking time. Hold on. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in as well. All right? Thank y'all for tuning in. Let me, if y'all would like to donate and show some love to the platform, the link is in the chat. I will gladly appreciate you. Gladly appreciate it. All right. Where we at? I was just looking up DJ. Here we at? Wait, did I skip it? Hold on. Grandmaster Flowers. All right. We have Grandmaster Flowers. I gotta go to that documentary. All right. Hold on. Let me just show this real quick. There's another documentary that I'm going to make sure that I play. I'm going to find it, but it was other things that I wanted to show you before that. Grand Flowers, there we go. So it's just a rare interview, right? This is the legendary the first Grandmaster. So who influenced Flash? It was this dude who was well-known from Brooklyn that everybody looked up to. One of the first DJs. And there's a mic. And look at it doesn't show, but you can tell because they're inside the booth. State-of-the-art. The nigga had state-of-the-art equipment. Turntables. 2 turntables and a mic. And hold up, man. Let me just show.
Let's see. What is this?
What is it to you?
Hold on.
This is me.
Now, if you hear that music, that's a lot of speakers. There's a real sound system there. Numerous of speakers, jam-packed, loud sound with woofers and speakers. Okay? Did Jamaicans build bigger speakers or whatever? For their satisfaction, yes, I guess. But y'all wasn't the only ones who had big fucking speakers, bro. So let's continue. Let me start off anyway. Let me just start what I was going to do. We're gonna go to Trevor, but I'm gonna touch on pretty much everything, if not everything, tonight. All right. I would love for y'all to make sure y'all share that I'm on. I would love for y'all to, you know, make sure y'all hit the like. If you're new, make sure you subscribe to the goddamn platform. Hold on. Let me go to Buster. I'm just going to get right to it. Again, this just let me know something right here, right? This Right. They have big speakers in concerts. They acting like they're the first to build shit. I don't get it. If that's the case, y'all niggas should have been keeping y'all shit over there. And I wasn't even going to do it today. Like I did last time, I'm going to go back to the video where it shows you about the culture and who created ska music, okay, rock steady music, and what y'all made your own ingredient to what it becomes reggae today. So since y'all want to talk about us, fam, who is the foundation of your culture? It was ours. I already proved it. Your culture was built off our culture, family. And I need anybody to refute what I just said. I need somebody to refute what I just said. That's not true. Prove it to me. Somebody do me that favor. I need somebody to call in and prove this shit to me. See? We created your culture. We are the foundation of your culture because y'all was colonizing. The only thing you was listening to was foreign or American music. That was your influence. Because y'all didn't have y'all recipe yet. Y'all probably had a little something. Y'all was still banging on the drums and, you know, with that still the African spirituality that was still built into you. That was y'all in the mountains and stuff like that. Now downtown is in Jamaica, whatever the towns are. But basically how y'all had y'all dance jams, because y'all always loved the party outside. Y'all was dancing and building and selling your food and your liquor, your rum and soft and so on, partying into our music. Y'all didn't have it yet. That's why it went into ska. Y'all only flipped the count. I don't know how to talk in the musical terms. It just, you know, James Brown always count on a one. In the blues, it was on 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And ska was like, however, how to explain it. I'm going to explain it. I'm going to show it again. But at the end of the day, it's still rhythm and blues, American music that ska came from, that blended with fucking rock steady and then what we know as today. And when you still listen to Jamaican music as this today, it still have that ska, that rhythm and blues influence. That is rhythm and blues / ska. Our music is still there with your elements to it. So y'all need to stop that shit now. And whose fault is it that we had to pull the tricks out the bag? Y'all, because arrogant niggas like Busta Rhymes, who I was the biggest fucking fan of. This is why we have to put y'all culture up in a hot seat. That's y'all fault, not ours. That's y'all niggas fault. Y'all getting too comfy. But anyway, I think I did enough fucking talking.
Music has influenced a lot in music and its culture.
Oh, I said this to myself last night. Look at the banner in the back. He's at Sofrito, the Urban Latin Musical Festival, and he just got comfortable. See that? It's all right that, you know, if you you're an immigrant, you come from an island, Caribbean island, or whatever, that's fine. And I understand that. I understand the camaraderie that you may have because you may be from Puerto Rico or Cuba or whatever, and I'm from Jamaica or the Virgin Islands and Trinidad and so forth and so on. There's kind of like some common shit there. You know what I mean? It's something that we can't connect. We come from abroad. You feel me? He just got too comfortable. But anyway, I just wanted to highlight that. Where he's saying that shit at. It all makes sense now. And let me ask this question. Do he really like Black Americans? Do he have a real deep inside hate for us? Because it's starting to it seems like that now. But anyway, I digress.
I think that, you know, my family is Jamaican and Latino and Caribbean people, you know, tropical people, you know, with people that understand what that timing and that rhythm and that pocket feels like in a way unlike any other culture of people, you know, from the baselines to the way we choose to place our words as people of the Caribbean and of the tropics. I think that it's something you can't really define in words. It's a feeling thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you watch Latino do the South Side Merengue and you see Jamaican.
Hold on, 914. You know,
it's kind of like something that goes hand in hand. And, you know, it ain't a coincidence that in every urban community, Latino and blacks is there together. That ain't no accident. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's not like you find in every urban community, you know, Middle Eastern and black or Asian and black. You know, you always see Latino and black. And I think we just so a part of each other's cultural significance. Not only as tropical people, but even here in the United States, where the multicultural, because the U.S. ain't got no culture. They shit is all our shit. A bunch of our shit is what makes the U.S. whatever you want to call it. We still don't know what that culture is for the U.S., but...
See, that's what I'm saying. The arrogance of this dude. He lost so much respect for me, and I need everybody to lose respect for him, too, because he's going around preaching this shit. And he's like, he said it on major platforms, man. He said it on major platforms. He went to Drink Champs. One is one of the biggest platforms. I fuck with the Drink Champs. Okay. He went to Sofrito. And Sofrito is good. My Spanish nigga is Tito. What up, Tito? What your fucking ass? Love you though. George taught me how to make Sofrito. You know what I mean? But he's going around preaching this shit, and I still don't know what American culture has. You serious? What did you bring? Oh man, I don't see. All right, because I'm starting to get worked up, and I'm gonna start saying shit. What did you bring to us, man? You know, now certain dudes like Ghostface said, yo, you know, he got that the clocks. Shit, because the Jamaicans used to wear the clocks and shit like that, and some used to have the big chains and shit like that. But we wore big chains as well too. So you know, we all had some kind of influence in a certain way, depending on what area that you come from, where you live at. It all depends. Somebody might have something on. You might be like, oh shit, I ain't seen that shit before. Damn, you know, that's how fast fashion spreads. That's how our shit spread. When they looked at it, the shit looked dope, shit looked fly. All right, shit, oh, those Nikes, oh, those the, all right, I'm about those too. So the shit just spread. But you have the nerve, Buster. You have some nerve. But you over here, you would have not been nothing. We would have never heard nothing about you. We would have never been no woo-ha's, you all in check, none of that shit. And we probably wouldn't have ever cared. You know how many other Busta Rhymes that's out here that just didn't see their full potential and their talent and didn't do nothing with it? So at the end of the day, like, y'all niggas need to... Nah, let me just do this. Let me just go in there. Let me just do that. Because I'm trying to be very political. I am this time. But we're going to go to... I wanted to wait a little bit down the line. But I'm going to go to... what's his name? Hold on. God damn it. I got so many fucking windows. Lord Jamar. I'm going to go to Lord Jamar real quick. So he did a live on that. Respect to the God. Peace to the God, right? Let me mute my mic and let him talk. I didn't listen to this whole thing, but we're going to listen to it together, all right? This part right here.
He was doing.
And let me just say this out of respect. Please make sure you go to channel and please subscribe to the God. You know what I'm saying? Yanamin Godcast. Lord Jamal, please make sure you go subscribe. This is intellectual property. Hopefully you don't have a problem with it, but salute to the God. And, you know, I just want to play this part. And this is fair use, soften on, you know, the Fair Use Act. Okay, let's go.
Bring the same type of thing, two turntables and all of that. Like the whole thing about the Jamaican sound system, where they say that we, you know, that was the influence. Like, he might have had bigger speakers than a lot of people and all of that, but you know, he wasn't the only one with the sound system at the time. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm not going to do too much interjecting in his in while he's speaking. They could not have been the only people with big sound systems. Was Jamaicans big on sound systems? Yeah, but does that mean that you were the only one?
Thank you, Charles Briggs. He said, foundational black Americans are the sole creators of hip-hop. No other group, especially Latinos, had a hand in creating it. Puerto Ricans used to call it jungle music in the early days of hip-hop. All right, now, thank you, Charles Briggs. Quickly, let's address what Charles is saying here. Now, I know for a fact that Puerto Ricans were there in the beginning of hip-hop. They were there. They were there as DJs. They were there as MCs. They were there as breakdancers. What they were not there as was any kind of 50%, and this is all due respect, but we got to tell the truth. It was not 50%. Yes, a lot of Puerto Ricans did not fuck with black people, did not fuck with black music. It was only certain pioneering Puerto Ricans, male and female, that fucked with black people and black music. If I had to give it a percentage, 10%, I'd say, maybe.
I totally disagree, because the information that was shown, that I disagree. I will give it less than 1%. I would give it less than 1%. Y'all was there. Y'all was around. Y'all was around, right? But y'all was on the outside looking in, like, yo, this is cool, man. But the other ones is like, bro, mira, these fucking jungle bunnies. The fuck, you know what I mean? Don't fuck with them. So a lot of y'all spectating from the sidelines, which I seen what we was doing was cool. That look like that shit over there, what they doing over there. That look like them niggas look like them jungle bunnies over there. They looking like they doing some cool shit. They doing a little backspin over there. They doing like some robot type shit. They got the cardboard. What they doing over there, mijo? That means son. You know, a blackie. A fucking... Chuchi, huh? Nito or some shit. And I'm not trying to make fun, because I love y'all too. But what they doing over there, that shit look like fun over there. I'm going to sneak over there. I gotta see what this is about. That's how y'all started to creep in. Y'all did not come up with this idea. Y'all was not a part of the thought process. You wasn't a part of the thought process. And it wasn't like... We had it as a thought process. That was just our lifestyle. That was just we normally doing every day. They took the musical stuff out of school. They took the musical instruments out of school. No hands on. So we had nothing else to do but to create our own. This was a lifestyle. This wasn't even planned. This was a God's evolution. Yeah, and y'all had nothing to do with it. Y'all was seeing it unfold from its earliest stages, And as you seen there was something to it, that's when you became, I don't even want to say the DR word, stick riders. Y'all wanted to get on the bandwagon. That was not from your style or culture to, come on, fam. That's just what it is. Y'all niggas jumped on the bandwagon because that shit over there with them monkeys doing over there, that shit look cool as fuck, man. I want to know what's going on over there. And you know what? What did Charlie Chase say? He went to this thing to get some, went to something, and he seen that this black guy was on the turntables. Charlie Chase is one of the first Latin DJs. That was with Grandmaster Cass. He learned from them. And then he made his tapes, and motherfuckers was like, yo, who is Charlie Chase? And he was with his friend. I forgot the name. Who I think he said his name was Tony, a black dude named Tony. So when he went to this function or whatever, because they wanted to buy his tapes, and they went straight to Tony. And I don't know if his name is Tony. I'm just giving him a name for right now. And they went to him as if he was Charlie Chase. But he was like, no, it's him, pointing to the Puerto Rican dude. And they were like, what? They couldn't believe it because our culture is black. Stop. We built America from scratch. And y'all is benefit from it. We built every fucking thing, man. Anyway, I think I'm talking too much. But anyway, let me just put my link in the chat. I wish I didn't have to do this because this can be annoying to some that I'm keep repeating. If you would like to donate, I get it, but I have to ask. If I ain't have to, I wouldn't. If y'all like to donate, show some love to the platform, and you appreciate what's going on right now, I would gladly appreciate you showing some love to that Cash App or that PayPal. All right, let me get off Lord Jamal. I didn't agree. I didn't even know what the fuck he was going to say, but salute to God, though. So I fucks with the God. But that 14%, I'm good. And you from New Rochelle, so you wasn't even there, fam, like that. You was there in its earlier stages, but this shit go back from 70-something. And now it seems like I'm going to have to play some of the same shit I played a couple of days ago. And I think that's just what I'm going to do. But from right now, let me, I was going to skip. Fuck Busta Rhymes. I'm really not fucking with that dude no more. I'm done. I want to play this. This is the moves that we did back in the day. Wait, hold on. Is this it? No, not that. I'm going to play that next. I want to play this. Where I'm at? I want to play this. Hold on. I'm going to get back to that. All right. Trust me. I got something for y'all. I got a little something for y'all. Is this it? Is this it? Yeah, this is music though. But check out the moves. Check the moves. What did my Puerto Rican homie say from Fresh? My nigga Chuck E. Okay, it's not Chuck D. Call me Chuck E. That's my guy. He said, nigga, I'm gonna bust some stupid dope moves. Check this shit out, man. Somebody tell me what culture that was doing this shit. Somebody tell me, black people, come on, baby. Much love, baby. Love you. Let's get it.
Yo, the year is 2002. It's the end of the Jiggy era. People on the planet Earth are tired. In an effort to aid in the great shift, myriads of light bodies incarnate. Yeah. To rock my complex, this hip-hop alchemy. When I was a kid, I was an electric company. Now I'm all grown in the life of the bone. Home, back to the seventh son, the seventh one. When I drop patience, Kevin's done. With eloquent vernacular, it's black enough to bring the thing to Dracula. I'm hitting them with synonym adrenaline, then I'm setting up to the kingdoms of the heavens. And a matter of time before this rhyme, I'm a trace of bloodstream, enter the mind of a man living the life of Babylonia. I'm lonely as you went to California. Crystal, hypno, hip flows, crystal, taking it back to the raw rap. You're blind, man.
Get up.
Ooh, I love this girl. She's a superstar.
hanging the tea dye, telling me that you're all, what you know that you're not. I'm now, chilling at the corner store, thinking, why the hell do I front? I'm hardcore like Castro, master flow, pass the golden link. Whatever you think, it's all old, get it. Whatever the cause, I will not force. But these action force, they all get thoughts off the blank. Hold the deck, I don't burn. I got a lot to say, but really lot to learn. Turn, maybe you're just not concerned, whatever earned. Thinking for the most high, you're in a flesh event. Some hits the best, don't get fooled by the damage, will it twist the twist? Mostly, I'm Chris Nagy, come back, come rap. Do it to the crowd, make them clap.
Kidding me?
Yo.
Hold up. Are you serious, family? Alright, let me relax. But I don't even want to play nobody else coaching what they was doing back then. It wasn't popping like this, y'all. This is from early 1800s, earlier than that. That was fire. And you know what's crazy? I'm going to play this shit again because I'm in here saying, jump. This is the Empire shit. The Empire Skating Rink in Brooklyn, nigga. This is the shit that my whole project was in the skating rink dancing to. Shout out to my nigga Zartan. He locked up doing over 200 years. He in Atlanta, too, somewhere down there. Salute to my man Zartan, the man. He the one that gave me my name, Mike Larry. Anyway, love you, bro. Gonna help you out. Zar. Action. Cool J. But our project used to be in there over 100 deep. Like, literally. The whole hood up in there. Shout out to the... To Flatbush though. You know what I mean? Shout out to Empire Skating Ring, man. On Empire Boulevard. But the Skate Key too. You already know. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't even wear Averex, nigga. The shit in the Bronx, nigga. Okay. Anyway, this is what I'm talking. This is our culture, family. This is our... Look at the dances look way better than this shit right now. What influence, family? Somebody tell me. Who made that song? I don't know, but the nigga killed it. Whoever I don't know who's rhyming on that song, but he killed it. And what's the name of this shit? How foundational Black Americans created hip hop culture. Yo, let me ask y'all a question. Do y'all want me to play it back or play it later? Because I ain't gonna lie, I'm ready to play it one more time. That shit just gave me a boost of energy. Press one if y'all want me to play it again. All right? Majority rule. Do y'all want me to play it again? I'm ready to play it one more time. One more. That's right. I'm a rub it in y'all face. Somebody give me some footage of y'all doing this shit way back then. This is the time where you can't even you were getting shot and lynched. Fuck is y'all niggas talking about? And look at the shit that we invented because we were so much in pain. That was the only way to escape. Because once the music stops, those cups and liquor and whatever they drinking, they put them glasses down and they go out to the real world. They can be lynched at any given second. Their daughters could be raped at any given moment. They could be snatched and put into some fucking slavery, picking kind shit, fucking sex trafficking ring or aiding and all types of shit. That's the shit that we was going through. Were you going through that, sir? Somebody tell me. Huh? All that shit that you're seeing right after that, reality kicked. They had to create to escape what can happen once we are done here. I salute my Black Americans for everything you contributed, the ancestors, the freedom fighters, and everybody. Everybody else left their country and came here. That is their fault. For the ones that understands why we act the way we act and we look at the system the way it is, I salute you. Don't ever let anybody look at you any different. The only problem that we have, we don't use this pain and other things that we know what we're going through to work with each other. That's the only thing that we have. We need to start wanting to get money with each other, start wanting to help each other, take care of each other's family. If you down, I got you. If I'm up and you down, I got you. We need to start working with each other. We have to start not wanting to look outside of ourselves. That's why we have to start with a mentality. Our mentality right now is fucked up. It's all about self, 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 self. And when we look outside of our own ethnic group, everybody just taking, and using against you and is ready to erase you off the face of the fucking planet because they want to adapt to your style, take everything and take credit for what you bled and died for, family. All we got is us. If you don't understand it, I don't know what to tell you. Let me play it back.
The year is 2002. It's the end of the Jiggy era. People on the planet Earth are tired. In an effort to aid in the great shift, myriads of light bodies incarnate. To rock my complex, this hip-hop out for me. When I was a kid, I watched a legend come for me. Now I'm all grown, living life as a bone. New soul, spaceship take me home. Back to the seventh sun, the seventh one. When I drop patience, Kevin's gun. This eloquent vernacular is black enough to bring the thing to Dracula. I'm hitting them with synonyms, adrenaline. Medicine up to the kingdom of the heavens. There. A matter of time before this rhyme. I'll break the bloodstream into the mind of a man living the life of Babylonia. I'm lonely as you in the California. Crystal, hypno, dick clothes, crystal, taking it back to the raw rap. You're blind, man.
Come on, bro. Come on, man. You see that footwork? I want to go to another one. Like I said, I got a lot of stuff I want to show y'all. So y'all going to enjoy tonight. Let me see if anybody on the phone. Hold on. I got two calls. If you're going to get right back into it, like I said, We're going to go in tonight, so enjoy yourselves. I'm going to go to area code 914. What's your thoughts, family? If you can make it quick, please
yo.
You've been holding on for a minute, too, so I appreciate you.
Well, good, Mike. Yo, I done forgot how I was going to attack this shit, but you done said everything for me, so I'm like, I don't really got much else to say. I just want to say this. I'm going to just go ahead and let off, all right? All right.
I get it.
So, I'm Judo from the Bronx. You know this. I think you remember me, hopefully. I'm an independent artist, been rapping since I was yay, high, I don't know. I've been the first artist I ever heard, listened to, became a fan of was Pac and DMX, right?
Right.
I just want to say this. Hip-hop, born in the Bronx. Shout out to Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, fucking Staten Island, fucking Queens, yo. That's why I just want to say that. I want to say that the origins of hip-hop is black, just like everything else. I want to say that the whole world is retarded. That's that was just for lack of better terms. It's just retarded. I want to say also, this is coming from a light-skinned Dominican cat, which means I'm black first, then Taino,
right.
then Asian, then I leave European for last, but what's ending Spanish. Boom. Let's break that down. Let's leave that there. Boom. Hip-hop is a culture. It originated in the Bronx and spread throughout New York City, and it's of New York City. Now, culture, right? Culture is a word, right? Culture means learned patterns of perception, values and behaviors shared by a group of people that are dynamic and blah, 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 right? The hip-hop was let's just say it like this. Before the internet was out, the radios in New York City, even West Coast artists, they wanted to be played on New East Coast radio. It was the mecca. When the internet came out years later, you got all these outlets trying to proclaiming what hip hop is, or this is hip hop and this is hip hop, which is whatever. Hip hop has four elements. You could say it's five, right? You could say
right.
Four or five, whatever it is, right? You got the MC, and you got the DJ, and you got the breakdance, you got the graffiti. Those are the four main ones. You could also add in the knowledge. Yeah, bam, look at that, bam. My brother Mike, bam, knowledge, boom. Now, what the fuck, speakers? Motherfuckers is talking about speakers being hip, being like the fucking, that shit had me dying. So I'm like, what?
Right.
Who had the biggest speakers? Fucking Radio Shack had the biggest speakers. Fuck is everybody talking about? Just because what the fuck? That shit make no fucking goddamn sense, yo. What the fuck is motherfuckers talking about?
Okay.
Like, what the fuck is motherfuckers talking about? Like, that shit made no, like, if that's the angle they're coming at, what the fuck are they talking about? Because, like, I understand, look. Hip hop. Back in the day, when we listen to music through the radio, you would hear hip hop and R&B, right? Hip hop and R&B, or
right.
You go ahead and hip hop and R&B and reggae. Or we going to a reggae party? You wouldn't say I'm going to a hip hop party. You going to a reggae party? So what the fuck? Like, I understand that there's certain elements in between reggae and hip hop that overlap, but I would say. Okay, there's a saying that you should go, hip-hop is everything around you, right? Hip-hop is everything around you, right? Everything, right? Whatever, right? What I pay attention to is, like, reggae has, like, little elements of it, but motherfuckers wasn't breakdancing like that. Reggae is a whole different, genre. I mean, like, if you look up the definition of reggae, it's like, you can go ahead and look it up. I fucking refreshed my memory, but that was way earlier. I was waiting on the phone for like goddamn 30 minutes. But it's a more offbeat type of rhythm to it. You know what I'm saying? It's rhythm, if anything, shit. What else I could tell you? Like motherfucking graffiti, like art, all of this is what hip hop is. All of this is what hip hop is. So. And Fat Joe, you stupid motherfucker, what the fuck is you talking about? That's not, you is retarded for saying what the fuck you just said. Like, shit is retarded. Like, first, like, I don't want to get into that shit. Because motherfucker, like, that motherfucker kind of been falling off of hip-hop. And for me to say, because, shit, you know what hip-hop is to me? Like, fucking showing love to an MC, showing love to an artist, like, putting him on. Now everything's about money. I remember trying to get some help from him. He's over here charging me like an arm and a leg and shit. I'm just like, yo, this is whack, son. Everything got fucking diluted. All this shit diluted.
Right.
Fucking knowledge is diluted. Like, people's awareness is diluted. Motherfuckers is retarded, yo, I swear. Like, everything is diluted. I don't even want to get into drill music, man. I don't even want to get into that shit.
But I want to say this to you, man. But I'm going to be doing too, like, soon, that I would like to have, like, some, you know, like Freestyle Fridays or some, or some of the way people can promote their music and stuff like that. So I'm gonna definitely open my you know, my platform for that to happen, so you don't have to go to everybody else. But I want to say, if you have something to say, make it very quick, because I'm going to go to this next call and keep it moving. Go ahead, family.
No doubt. Just to cap it off, and say, just to piggyback off what you just said, when I was coming up, we used to MC on the block. We used to freestyle on the block. Freestyle Friday used to happen all day at the bus stops or the fucking after school down the block or whatever.
Right.
All of this encompasses what hip hop is. It's not just the fucking speakers or fucking all the fucking like one thing or the other. It's a culture. Like it's fucking it's more than one thing happening
in life,
you know, together. Exactly.
Hey,
well, you already know, Ken.
My Dominican brother, I really appreciate you, family. Much love, man. You heard?
Yes, sir. Much love, G. Holla.
Peace. All right, before I go to this next call, then we're gonna jump right back into it. Because I'm going to read these definitions and then get to these videos. All right, like I said, enjoy yourself today. Y'all can get y'all blunt, get y'all something to sip on. Y'all going to enjoy this ride today. And again, hit that like button. If you like to show love to the platform, please do. Now, y'all see, this is a Dominican brother calling in. Like I said, this is not hatred towards anybody. We just have to be real and give what history shows, not from an egotistical standpoint. There's no egos here. I'm not coming from an egotistical place. I'm going to some chronological evidence, because I could tell you anything and could be lying on history. The timeline doesn't lie. People fucking do, family. The timeline here. Y'all need to stop. I'm going to go to this last call, area code 706. If you can make it quick, please do. What you want? Area code 706, what's up?
Yo, what's up, my brother? Oh, man, what's up, Mike? Man, this is my second time reaching out to you. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, brother. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, man. Love your content, man. Our last conversation was about gangs in New York months ago. But anyway, I'm going to just give
Brooklyn,
a little background on my... I'm going to just give a little background of myself and whatnot, and things you explained, you know. I'm half Jamaican. I'm half Haitian, you know what I'm saying? And I was from Jamaica, Queens, and my mom is from Mississippi, and her father was a blues player. So I have like hip hop in my system, and I have blues in my system, and I have reggae. So, you know, it's like and I'm actually in Georgia, you know what I'm saying? So I've been in the South for like 20 years, man, and over the years I've, you know, consumed a lot of the music, the trap music, everything from Rap-A-Lot to Memphis 10, you know. But being from Queens, Jamaica, Queens, man, I always kept it real to myself, man, to, like, where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? And so I always kept it hip-hop. You know, my sound has gotten suppressed, but at the same time, man, I'm thinking about Busta Rhymes, though, man. You know, it goes back to Akon. You know, a lot of foreign cats, man, they come here, and it's like they get rich, man, and they shit on us.
Yeah. I forgot. I'm sorry. You made me think about Akon when he was like, black people need to stop thinking about slavery and stuff like that. Like, slavery happened a long time ago. Yeah, bitch ass Akon. Fuck Akon. But go ahead.
Hey, I'm with you, bro. The struggle is real, man. It's like my grandmother, she got her green card from Haiti. You know what I'm saying? She got in line to come here legally, you know what I'm saying? And the stuff you touch on, and do you know it's busloads of people being dropped off, man, because they won't, I mean.
Yes.
Yes.
Because I talk about, I swear to God, I should call this girl, because I changed my number. I really have to focus now. I'm blocking everybody out my fucking life right now. I'm not even lying.
Yeah.
I'm blocking. I just changed I got a new number. If you don't have it, I send it to some, but I'm not fucking with people.
Yeah,
anymore.
We need to touch down, man. You be talking about Trump and all that shit, man. It's like niggas.
Yeah.
It's like we twins in far places, man. We need to tap in, man. I'd love to be a part of your show and help you. You know what I'm saying? Reach more viewers if I can, bro. Anyway.
Hey, man, tap in. Tap in, man. I'm here, man. I just want to say, hey, man, thank you for calling in. Shout out to my brother here.
Awesome.
You know
I'm sorry
mean?
For being heavy winded, brother. I'm sorry.
Nah, you good, man.
Listen. Hey, you number one, man. Hey, stay on top,
hey,
brother, and keep boosting out that content.
You already. Thank you, King. Much love. Peace.
All right, BK. Easy.
You already. Now, Montrese, hold on. Montrez, you got to make it quick, though. Make it real quick. Make it real quick, 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 my G. You know I fuck with you, but make it quick. 567, what up?
Man, y'all, did you see Sammy Davis Jr. in that video, bro?
Yes, I did. Yep.
Man, that nigga was getting it, bro.
That's right. Let's get it.
Man, that's why, like, I wasn't about to go too. Like, I ain't about to go off on dude that caught him, but dude, like, you know, that's coming from some, that's some anger, man. That dude is pissed.
Listen, it's not our fault. It's their fault. Again, this conversation wouldn't be had. See, you have to let sleeping dogs lie. You have to stop poking at the bear. You know what I mean? Just like what they say with DMX. When DMX, like, go to sleep, he could go to sleep in the middle of the street. Don't wake up the dog while he sleep. Y'all woke us up while we were asleep. Now it's your ass. Don't blame nobody. Blame Trevor. Blame Joseph Cartagena, a.k.a. Fat Joe. Blame them two for what's going on. And it was, see, things get aligned. Everything is aligned for a reason. Everything that happened is for a reason. It is the reason why these dickheads went around. I'm gonna lean more to Busta Rhymes. Fat Joe, he's lying, but he ain't try to disrespect us. It was
trying. He know when to shut up.
He know when to cool off. So I'm not gonna be too much on Fat Joe. Much respect, but you're wrong. But you ain't go as hard and make this like some fucking tour run, telling every fucking press and fucking show that you get on that y'all created this shit. Anyway, please hurry up so I can get back in, man. But I hear you. What's up?
Bro, Busta Rhymes, you know, that's my nigga. But yeah, dude, you know, he tripping. But, you know, he got family from there. So that's, you know, so of course he's going to side with, you know, with the Jamaicans on that. But I'm going to let you go, man. Keep doing what you're doing, bro. Salute.
Hey, man, salute to you, man. Peace. Man, so I really appreciate the callers. And this is how callers from different cultures, this is how y'all know I come from a genuine place, because I fuck with everybody. But you will not disrespect my culture, and I'm not going to let any of y'all niggas get away. Just as much we expect the same out of y'all. If we disrespect your culture, we expect you to defend it. So you have to our shit. Now you done woke up the dog. The dog is up. We up now. And it was crazy. This going to fuck up your reputation from now on. It's never going to go away now. Thank your boy, Trevor, for that shit. Thick neck. Blame that nigga. That's his fault. Because we has woken. Y'all in trouble. And that's y'all fault. And let me just keep it pushing, man. And let's go to the definition real quick, since we don't have culture. I'm not going to go to all the other videos that we've seen in back in the day with the girl from Haiti saying that we don't have any culture, you won't date African-American men, all that shit. And when the guys got on her about that, we are the culture shit, it's a whole bunch of shit I could play right now. So let's get to the definition. For those crazy motherfuckers in the back, let me press this button so y'all know what this says. This is for the niggas in the back of the bus.
Culture.
Okay, that's exactly what the fuck that means. Culture. Two goddamn sounds. But anyway, the arts and other manifestations of human intellectual achievement regarded collectively. Okay? The definition number two, the customs, art, social institutions, and achievements of a particular nation, people or other social group, the attitudes and behavior characteristics of a particular social group. So when y'all say we don't have any culture, we have acting, drawing, music, that's an art. Manifestations, inventions, and stuff that we have, your phone, your air conditioner, your refrigerator, your home systems, like the fucking, for the camera, laser eye surgery, heart fucking transplants, everything. I don't have to go through, I should go through all the inventions and everything that we have done here while y'all was over there doing nothing and I'm gonna repeat that again, doing nothing. Of human intellectual achievement regarded collectively as a people of our culture has influenced, effectively influenced everybody around the fucking globe, whether you like it or not. When motherfuckers don't like to pay homage, it's called envy. It's called jealousy. We don't throw our shit in your face. We don't ask for you to get on your knees to pay homage like we are fucking King Leopold II. I'm just naming the name, fucking King Leopold II. But y'all get what I'm saying? We ain't coming at y'all motherfuckers like that. Yeah, we created this now, kiss the ring. We not, it's y'all stupid tethers that get big-headed after y'all get rich and look down upon. Again, I blame y'all for that. And most importantly, y'all better start DMing and emailing and calling Bus Around to that thick neck nigga to shut the fuck up. I lost all total respect for Bus Around. I know he don't care because he's rich, he got money. I don't care about none of that. Get your money and feed your children. You supposed to, family. But you showed your true colors. And he should be fucking canceled. He should be canceled. I'm not saying stop his money so you won't... Kids, I'm not saying that because feed the babies. Feed the babies. Feed the babies. But this nigga should be canceled, son. For that fuckery shit that he just did. That's fuckery. No respect for Buster. Them days is over. And I was your biggest fan. Biggest fan, my nigga. You can't tell me I wasn't because I damn sure was. Where we at? Trust me, I got some to show y'all. I'm going to play this right here. So we're going to go to this. All right. Let me mute my mic. And thanks for the donations, too. I see y'all in. Let me shout y'all out for showing some love, too. All right, hold on. I got to wait for this to load up. So I'm going to show love because y'all show love to me. All right, so I'll say NOYB. Salute to you, King. You know I fuck with you hard body. Beauty and Joe. And I said earlier before I went on, Sister Carol show some love. So thank you. For those people who show love to the platform, much love. All right, let's go. Oh, I have to be respectful. Hold on. Go to Star Stud if you want to subscribe. He created this right here or whatever, put this together. Much love. All right. Wait. Hold up. See, I'm sorry, y'all. And I promise, once I stop, I'm gonna let this shit rock out because I know I interject a lot, right? But look how he was dressing, though. You know what I mean? Was niggas walking like that where y'all from? No. This is what I'm trying to stay away from. And I have to say this. This is what I'm really trying to stay away from. And I'm saying this with all due respect. If I go back to a timeline, what y'all was looking like, and not saying motherfuckers wasn't wearing clothes, I'm not going there. I know niggas got shorts, pants, the same shit that we have. So I don't want to go there. But if I go to how your town and how it was over there, where you were at that time in present, y'all niggas will be very embarrassed. So at least understand that I'm trying my best not to even do it to you. Don't do it. Especially you Africans. But I'm going to leave y'all niggas. Well, I just don't want to do it at the moment. Yeah, you can have all the clean blue water. That shit holds no weight to what's on the soil. Okay? Water and soil is two different things, baby. Look. Just be at least be grateful I ain't doing that to you. Let's keep it. Let's keep it 1,000. Let's go.
100 proof. It's in my spine. That's okay. Why? Then be on Darren Street, right? First, we'll be on Darren Street drinking.
From all the rest, who drink the most?
Oh, wow. Hey, man. Celeste Mitchell, I just checked it. You are so beautiful. Thank you, love. I definitely appreciate you. You're definitely one of those. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you, sweetheart. Really appreciate you. Thank you for the PayPal. Thank you. Nigga, I'm gonna play it back because I like, yo, come on, pick me, come on, family. Hold on, I gotta bring that back. I really have to bring that one back. Somebody tell me who the fuck somewhere, Trevor, Busta Rhymes, you fucked up, and he can't earn his respect back even if he apologized. It's done. You done, homie. And look at the two bar repetitive hook. On the hook, we got the hook. We got the 16 bars or the 4 to 8 bar setups with the hook and repetitive chorus. Here comes the judge. That's pretty much like a one bar repetitive hook there. The format is already there. And what the fuck y'all was doing over there? Scaling fish. Ain't nothing wrong with it, but you wasn't doing what we doing. I should have said this. That would have been a nice rhyme. Here comes the judge. Don't fucking play. Y'all niggas is something. I don't see no receipts. I see no receipts, but I just hear niggas talking. Y'all better stop, man. Look, y'all better fucking stop. This is why niggas envy us. This is why. It's like, damn, these niggas did every motherfucking thing. They did everything. That's what it is. Black people, if nothing makes us come together, I really don't know what else will. It went from everything, even down to the shit that we created. God damn, these niggas want everything we... Let me relax. Because I'm getting worked the fuck up. They want to take credit for everything that we do, that we did. Like, they want to take everything off our plate, nigga. I mean, leave us no crumbs. The only thing they want to leave us with is crime. Are you motherfucking serious? I'm like, I got to relax because I'm really starting to get offended right now. Really. But let's go. Rest in peace to Pygmy. Shout out to the Jubilees. Okay? Come on, man. Y'all niggas got to give us receipts to stop talking. Stop talking to give us fucking receipts. Yeah, First Lady, I got to because, yo, y'all understand how passionate this is. This is, nah, man. This is our life here. This is our signature. This is our mark. This is our culture. And these niggas want to erase it and act like it's theirs. I wish it was like 15,000 people watching right now. This is why I need y'all to at least share this shit. Don't just leave it for my channel. I need y'all to share it. Share. It don't hurt to fucking share. Listen, right now, I need everybody to go share my shit on your Facebook. I need everybody to go share this shit on your Twitter. I need y'all to do that right now. Can y'all do that for me at least? Like, for real. This is not a light threat. This is a cultural threat. It really is. Y'all need to share this shit, man. For real. But let's continue, man. That's right. That's what they was doing, T-West. Get the fuck out of here.
No.